This is St. Louis Public Radio. This is a story about living in fear every day. In 2015, violent attacks killed 21 transgender women across the country, almost all of them people of color. That's a record number. And those are just the deaths that were reported. St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler spent time with a young African-American trans woman who is often afraid but is helping to empower others like her.
Camilla McMiller is like a gangly young colt, all arms and legs and determination. She chews gum vigorously as we talk inside her office at her part-time job with the Missouri Gay-Straight Alliance. In many ways, McMiller sounds like a typical 18-year-old, like when she mentions her mom.
I can talk to her. I tell her I love her and everything, but still, we kind of bump heads, and I try to keep myself out of the house as much as possible.
But McMiller's life outside the house is the real problem. She's had men stalk her and grab her, and one even pulled a gun, but she got away. It all started after she began transitioning from male to female in middle school, and by her senior year in high school,
I had to choose my safety over my education.
Even walking down the hallway between classes began to feel scary.
Have a group of girls behind me saying, "That's a man, that's a man." People were like touching my boob to see if they were real. And when I would report that, I was told that I had to get used to it, that it was something that I was going to always encounter because I was trans.
So she dropped out. Now she's planning to take a high school equivalency test and go to beauty school. But no matter where she goes, she looks over her shoulder, especially after last year's spike in violence.
Every week or every day, we were waking up and it would say, "Oh, another trans woman is dead, another trans woman is dead." And I was just like, "Okay, so when is it going to stop?"
It's not likely to stop anytime soon, according to the head of a national organization called Trans Women of Color. Lourdes Ashley Hunter says when you can be perceived as female and transgender and of minority race, it can add up to a triple risk for poverty and unemployment.
If you don't have a job, you know, you can't pay your rent, right? And if you can't pay your rent and you don't have housing, then of course you don't have access to safety. And so you have to do things that put your life at risk.
Those things include having to stay in men's homeless shelters or becoming a sex worker. She says trans women in every situation are vulnerable to attack from people who claim they've been tricked. McMiller says that makes no sense.
Why would I go through all this pain and hurts to trick you? It's me, honestly, just living my life. And you just happened to come over here because you saw a woman. And now that you understand that I'm a different kind of woman, you don't want me. And then you want to get pissed off, and that's when the violence comes.
So far, McMiller's been able to run off or fast talk her way out of danger. 3 years ago, she started a group of people with similar concerns called the Sisterhood. The small meetings draw young trans women of all races, but there's a particular focus on those of color. In a recent gathering, 19-year-old Camilla Collins talks about her hopes for the future.
My goals for this year are moving and saving my money because I have a shopping problem.
Later, they get down to business about things like safety, medical treatment, and relationships. Privately, McMiller says she's happily single, but deep down she worries about ever finding a man who loves her completely as a trans woman.
I don't want somebody to push me away or try to hide me because of that, or tell me that they can't bring me around their family because of this one thing. And I'm just like, okay, I don't need anybody.
Meanwhile, McMiller carries a taser for protection and hopes she never has to use it. I'm Nancy Fowler, St. Louis Public Radio.